This week we have the privilege to learn together the Tosha Rebbe in his Sefer Avodah Savodah Parshas Behar. So the Rebbe begins by quoting the opening psukim. Vayedaber Hashem el Moshe Behar Sinai Lemor. Hashem spoke to Moshe on Har Sinai, saying, Daber el Bnei Yisrael ve'amarto aleihem. Speak to the Jewish people and tell them, Ki savo el ha'aretz asher ani nosein lochem. When you come to the land that I'm giving you, v'shav so ha'aretz shabos l'Hashem. The land should rest a Shabbos for Hashem. So Rashi HaKadosh points out, first of all, it says, Behar Sinai. So the famous question, Ma inyan Shemitah etzel Har Sinai? What in the world does Shemitah have to do with Har Sinai? And secondly, in Pasuk Beis, when the Torah writes, Shabbos l'Hashem, Rashi HaKadosh says, L'shem Hashem. You should be doing this for the sake of Hashem. So, what do you need to know about Har Sinai? What do I need to know the connection between Shemitah and Shabbos? It says, L'Hashem. We know all mitzvahs have to be done L'shem Hashem. As the Shulchan Aruch Paskins in Orach Chaim Simen Samech, the mitzvos trichos kavana. Later on in the Parsha, the Torah writes, Va'asisem es chukosai ve'es mishpatai, tishmeru va'asisem osam v'yishavtem al ha'aretz levetach. So you should do my chukim and my mishpatim. Rashi there points out, what does it mean? V'yishavtem al ha'aretz levetach, sheba avon shmita Yisrael golim. Because by the sin of not keeping Shemitah, the Jewish people were exiled. Shne'emar, as the Pasuk says, Az tirtze ha'aretz es Shabbos Oseha. Ve'hirtzas es Shabbos Oseha. Rashi quotes a Pasuk later on, I think Parshas B'chukosai. U'v'shivim shana shal golos bovel. The reason why we had 7 years of exile in Bovel, k'neged shivim shmitos shebitlu hayu, because of the 70 shmita cycles that we didn't keep. So the punishment for not keeping shmita was gullus. And he adds on to this a tanchuma. The Rebbe quotes Omer Moshe, Ribono Shalom, lama nimkru Yisrael l'malchus halalu. Why were the Jewish people sold to these nations? Amalo, so Hashem answers back, Mipnei Shehein Mischalin Es HaShavis, because they didn't keep Shavis. Ritzoncha Shlo Yugalu, if you want, they shouldn't be exiled. His Hiram Al Hashmitim Val HaYovlos. So warn them and instruct them about keeping Shmit and keeping Yovel. So the next question that we asked, that the Klal Yisrael did many Averos. Why is it that both Rashi and the Tanchum are telling us that the Avera of Shemitah and of Yovel, those are singled out, and that's what caused the Gullus? So to give a little bit more of an explanation of this, we know that at the beginning of the Aseres HaDibros, when Hashem introduces himself, he says, Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Hotzeisicha Me'eretz Yitzrayim. I am Hashem your God who took you out of Mitzrayim. So the question that a lot of the Rishonim ask already, why is it that Hashem doesn't say, I created heaven and earth? Shemaim V'aretz. That's a pretty big thing to put on your resume. Why does it say, no, I'm the God who took you out of Mitzrayim? And also, why does it have both names of Hashem? Hashem Elokecha. So those are the five questions the Tosha Rebbe asks. To quickly recap, first of all, why does it say Behar Sinai, specifically here, talking about Shemitah? Why by Shemitah and by Shabbos it says La Hashem, to do it for Hashem's sake? Number three, there are many Averos, but why specifically for the not keeping Shemitah and Yovel was that resulted in Gullus? Number four, why didn't Hashem mention that he created heaven and earth? Instead, he talks about taking us out of Mitzrayim. And finally, why are there two names that Hashem uses when introducing himself to us, both Hashem and Elokecha, Yudke Vavke and Elokim? So the Rebbe begins his explanation by pointing out that the Mitzrim, they denied Hashkacha Pratis, that Hashem controls every single thing that's happening. They thought that everything is going according to nature. They worshipped the Kochavim and Mazalos, the astrological signs. And that's why in their religion, their ideology, they worshipped the Tzon, the sheep, because the Tle, he was the Rosh HaMazalos. He was like the most important of all the astrological signs. And when you try to change this, Paro comes along and says, Lo Yedati Es Havaya. I don't know Yudke Vavke. I don't know this God, Yudke Vavke, who controls and manipulates nature. That's the name of Hashem, that he's in control. Elohim is the name that we use when we talk about Teva. But Havaya is the name that we use Hashem when talking about he's above Teva, beyond. So, you think about it, that's why we're commanded by the Korban Pesach is Bedavka to Shecht the Tle. that sheep, which represented the Egyptians' belief that the whole world is subjugated to nature, so we weaken that false ideology by shechting that as our Korban Pesach. We prove, no, this world is not run by Mazalos, it's run by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yudke Vavke. And at Har Sinai, after we were taken out of Mitzrayim, we were commanded a special emunah, not just to believe in the Metzias of Hashem. Hashem is real. There are many nations, there are many good people who believe in God. That's not the emunah. Our emunah at Har Sinai was to believe in the Hashgacha Pratis, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu not only exists, but He's actively involved in controlling every single detail in our lives. And then the Tosh Rebbe now explains, that's what says, Asher Hotzei Sicho Me'eretz Mitzrayim. I'm telling you, I'm the one who took you out of Mitzrayim, out of that place of falsehood. I brought you out. I don't need to say Shemayim Va'aretz. I'm taking you out of Mitzrayim. And again, that's why both names are used. Hashem says, Hashem Elokecha, so Hashem, Yudke Vavke, that's Hashkocha. And Elokim is the name which shows Hashem's rule in nature. I do both. I'm within nature, but I'm not bound by nature. I'm controlling the nature. I'm controlling the Teva. And that's why we have Shemitah. Shemitah was what the mitzvah that reinforces the idea that even though we're working, and I'm working very hard and long hours out in my field, I'm plowing, I'm planting, I'm cutting down the grain, but ultimately my success in all this agriculture, in all worldly endeavors, it's up to Hashem. So when we introduce the mitzvah of Shemitah, it says, Behar Sinai. I want you to know Shemitah. I want you to know all of your involvement in the physical world. Remember what happened on Har Sinai when I explained to you that everything comes through Hashgacha Pratis. Have emunah in that. That's the emunah that we're supposed to have, and that's the purpose of why we have the mitzvah of Shemitah, to take time off and to realize that it's not Kochiv Oitim Yadi, that Hashem is one who's running the world. And now understand, that's why it says La Hashem. When you think about it, the Torah later on in Parshas Ve'eschonon writes, V'zacharta ki eved ha'yisa be'eretz Mitzrayim v'yotziyacho Hashem alokecha misham b'yad chazok v'zur netuya al kein tzivcho Hashem alokecha la'asoyses yom ha'shabas. Remember that you were an eved in Mitzrayim and Hashem took you out of there. That's why we have the mitzvah of Shabbos. Both Shabbos and the mitzvah of Shemitah have the same idea, to inculcate within us the idea and the understanding that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running the world. He's in charge of everything. And that's why Bidavka, when we didn't keep Shemitah, we ended up going into Galus. We didn't get the point that the natural order is really controlled by Hashem. We thought, we can't keep a Shemitah. I'm going to lose out on a year of crops. I can't keep Yovel. It's going to be too much of a financial loss. If we think that everything is natural, Hashem has to take us out of Eretz Yisrael. And the Tosh Rebbe continues and explains that this is an eternal idea. The concept of Shemitah applies to all people, to all places, and at all times. Hashgacha Pratis, nowadays, that everything in our life, no matter how small, no matter how large, everything is from Hashem. You know, we say in the Yud Gimel Ikarim, the Rambam, that we say, Ani ma'amin be'emuna shleima sha'abori yizborach shmo hu bori umanig l'chol haburim hu levado osov osev v'yase l'chol hamasim. I believe with emuna that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the only one who's in charge of everything, and anything that happens in my life is up to Hashem. There's a Gemara in Chulin, Daf Zayin Amud Beis, Ein Adam Noikif Etzbo'o Milamato Ella in kein nigzar lav milamalo. A person doesn't get a paper cut down here unless it was decreed up above with a capital A. What's going to happen? Everything is controlled by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's our emunah that we have to have. We're mechazik ourselves. We internalize this idea, then that gives us strength. We won't become crushed or broken by nisyonos in our lives. Rather, we can be mekabel that with ahava and with simcha, because a person understands that everything that's happening to me is good. Hashem, by definition, is only good, and He's only doing good things for me. And that's what we're working on now, specifically the time period that we find ourselves in of Sfiras HaOmer. Sfiras HaOmer is our preparation towards Matan Torah. And Matan Torah is when we got the emunah, the mitzvah of believing in Hashem and His Hashgacha. That's what it means, Olam Chesed Yibonah, that Hashem has built a world full of chesed. I might not see it, I might not understand it, but I have emunah that that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing. And then the Rebbe continues and quotes the Gemara in Shabbos discussing Matan Torah. Pechesamad Aleph. B'shah shehigdimu Yisrael naaseh l'nishma. When the Jewish people said Nase before Nishma, Yotze Baskov Omro Lahen, Migil Levne Ra Levonai, Raz Ze Shemalache Hasharis Mishtam Shimba. Who revealed this secret that this is the way that my Malachim praise me? So the Rebbe asks a question. What's such a big Chiddush over here? What's such a big Chiddush to say we said Nase Velo Nishma? So Nishma, to hear, means to understand. Like, you know, we even say it in English. I hear you. I hear what you're saying. It means I understand you. Pasuk says in Brachos, it says, Ki shomea Yosef. That means that Yosef understood what they were saying. He understood them. So that's the godless. When Klal Yisrael put Nase before Nishma, that means we're going to do things before we understand it. That's a tremendous chiddush. A malach can do that. A malach isn't the boss of Adam. They don't have taivas, they don't have desires, they don't have things that don't go their own way. So they say, of course they're going to say Naaseh V'Nishma, but for a Ben Adam to do that, for a human being to say that, wow, that's huge. And that's what we're accepting upon ourselves every time we say Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokein, Hashem Echod. That idea is that we have emuna. And we accept upon ourselves that everything that's happening to us is from a kind, loving Hashem. We do it two times a day. The two times are to carry us throughout the day and the nighttime, respectively, because our whole life is infused with this emuna. That's what we say in Maariv. In the Maariv Davin, we say, Ve'emuna kol zos, that everything depends upon our emuna. It's the yesod of it all. The emuna calls Zeus, that everything depends upon our emuna. Our davening depends on our emuna. Our learning depends upon our emuna. In other words, if a person during davening feels like, I can't focus on the words right now because I've got a big business deal, I'm not sure how this is going to turn out, so therefore I decide I'm going to say the words, I'm not going to focus on that, so that shows a lack in emuna. And if a person is learning, saying, no, I have to be mevatel l'seder because I have a business meeting, I have a client to do, I have a phone call, I have an email, I have something I have to respond to, therefore I can't learn right now, so they're mevatel l'seder. No, the teva is mevatel itself to the koach haTorah. That's what it means that a Kosh Baruch Hu is running the world. And when do we do this? What's the point in our lives when we acquire this emuna in HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh is the time where we can get this emuna. If a person prepares properly throughout the week for Shabbos and uses their Shabbos correctly, then they'll sense this emuna. The Talmidei Baal Shem Tov in general, and specifically the Be'er Maim Chaim in his Sefer Sidur Shel Shabbos, he explains in very simple, easy to understand ways how to conduct oneself on Shabbos Kodesh. How to get the most out of ruchnius in our Shabbos. Oy vey, if a person thinks that the only purpose of Shabbos is I need to physically rest now so that I can have enough strength to work for another 6 days, we miss the whole point. That's why it says, Shabbos l'Hashem, l'shem Hashem. And that's what the Parsh is telling us. We need to elevate our hasagos. There's a story, mais, I guess, from Rav Boruch Mezhebozh, so he teached a little bit differently. We'd say in the Zmiros that Shabbos is Me'ein Olam Haba, a little bit of Olam Haba. So he says, Me'ayin, a Mayin of Olam Haba. That a Mayin is something you draw out, it's like a stream, it's like a fountain. So we pull Olam Haba into our Shabbos. And the Zechus of our Amunah, we should be Zoichet to the Geula Shleima. V'yekabtzein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yachad Me'arba Kanfo Yisaretz, Uvalet Zion Goel, B'mheira B'yameinu, Amen.